58-year-old Richie Seifert says he was raised out of cans of welfare food in the heart of the Rainier Valley in a violent, dysfunctional family with seven kids.
The people I looked up to were Black Panthers, pimps, gangsters. That's who we had.
Where we stand and talk, there are three tents nearby. A woman just went back inside after relieving herself in the dirt. Seifert says the lore of this place is that it's dry and close to social services. A methadone clinic is not too far away. Seifert says all walks of life live here. And yes, there is a lot of crime.
Just like society, everything's going to come with it. You're going to have people dealing drugs. You're going to have people using drugs. You're going to have thieves, good people. There are people who even work that have jobs that live there. People from around the country come here and camp out there.
Even if you've never seen this place before, Seifert is certain that the trouble emanating from here will affect everyone in this city at some point.
You know, I don't care if you're from Amazon and you're making $225,000 a year, if below you, the foundation, the streets, people around you are failing, dying, using drugs, committing crimes, our society will collapse.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray wants to clean out the jungle, shut it all down. Seifert says if that happens, people will come back eventually, drawn in by the shelter of the freeway above. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.